Phil Vitale, restaurant critic, Chicago Tribune.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the People's Choice Awards. Is that what you call them?
Reader's Choice. 2 weeks ago, I came out with my dining awards, recognizing what I believe to be excellence in the restaurant community. Right. And now it's the – and at the same time I did that, we told our readers, now it's your turn. And we gave that there are different categories you can vote in, and it's online, and want to see what the Reader's Choice is for best new restaurant or the best old-school restaurant. Or
what's your definition of an old-school restaurant?
Well, the nominees we put forth for that included Candlelight, which is way up in the north side in that bowling center, Clara's, which is a which is an Italian pasta specialist in the western suburbs, the Diner Grill down south, Gale Street Inn in Jefferson Park, the Green Door on Orleans, Manny's Delicatessen,
yeah,
the Pearl's Place, Valois in Hyde Park, Village, the cuter of the three restaurants in the Italian Village. The Village is the upstairs one with the twinkly Italian lights and all that, and also Tufano's, also known as Vernon Park Tap. In the Tri-Taylor
those are the old
area.
School nominees. So, in each of these categories, does the Tribune tell us here's the ones to pick from, or can I
yes.
write in something?
No, we don't have a write in function this time.
I think that's just as well, because then you'd get it'd be spread too thin.
I'm afraid there'd be a 15 way tie for third with one vote each.
Something like that. You do have, I'm pleased to see that you do have the best Instagram.
Yeah, most Instagrammable restaurants and places that just have. Great, like Bang Bang Pie and Biscuits, we thought of, and the bakery at Fat Rice, which is, I mean, just these great little places to that great pizzeria, Bibu.
But Instagrammable means, I presume, it's a good restaurant or good enough, but it's the view. It's the, you've got this one place where you get your picture taken and you post it. And
right. Well, it's the pictures of the food. Because if you go on Instagram a lot, people are taking pictures of what they're about to eat. There's a whole lot. There's like gazillions of those.
Yeah, but I thought it would be the backdrop, too. It's not just the food on the plate or the table, but maybe the twinkly lights of the bar or the view out the window
right.
of the city.
It could be. And the ones we have, for instance, Tide House. Very, very, very pretty Lakeview restaurant. And But I really like the way... the food is. I like how pretty everything is. Debbie Gold's food, but yes, also the dining room itself is very pretty, and the bar.
Do you have the list?
Have
the list of the Instagrammable?
Right, the Instagrammable would be Bang Bang Pie and Biscuits, the bakery at Fat Rice, the pizzeria Bibu, Tide House, which I just mentioned, and Werewolf Coffee, and there you will be really taking pictures of the fantastic. Foam work by the baristas.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
in the heart shape or whatever.
Right. Yeah. The Sistine Chapel. It's amazing what some of them can do.
Do they really?
No.
I was did, game.
I got at it, but the coffee was freezing by the time he was finished.
The Mona Lisa. They redid the Last Supper
right.
in foam art on the top
right.
of my coffee.
I do those one of those 3D, you know, seeing eye things. You have to stare at it long enough, and then suddenly it's a violin.
Shifts.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what is a category that you're excited about? So we did Instagrammable, we did old school. What's one that you know the listeners are really going to react to?
Well, I think that Best Mexican is going to get a lot of votes, and we sort of had a thumb on the scale a little bit in that we didn't put in some of the huge names. We tried to spread it out amongst it. So it is actually a Bayless free zone, for want of a better phrase. So there didn't
a Bayless
put
for, free zone.
Right, I didn't put Shoko in there. I didn't put in. You know, we didn't put.
Oh,
in,
that's interesting. Right,
Frontera Grill. Right, because he's the big dog in town. He's just going to win it anyway. So let's see who else. So we have a Birrieria Zaragoza down in the back of the yards, Canaryville area. Carnitas Europa. La Chaparita, we have Minas, and Mitocaya Antojeria.
Did you do suburbs? You mentioned
no,
one of the restaurants in the suburbs.
No,
friends of mine were at V in Western Springs again
love that
just
place.
Recently. And so we have been there on and off for several years. We don't live near there anymore, and it's a pricey restaurant. And so when you go back to a place you haven't been to for years, you wonder, okay, is it going to hold up? It did. They just said they had a great time. V in Western Springs.
One time my wife and I just went there, and we just pulled up a seat at the bar, got a couple of appetizers, and let them make some cocktails, because the cocktail program is terrific there.
Every time we go there, or friends of mine do, that we're reminded of that, because we usually just just have dinner. We have never gone there and sat at the bar and just noshed.
Yeah.
But that's a good place to do that,
too. It really is.
And too many of the, I think, suburbs don't have a place like that.
No.
Just a good pull-up bar with some really good food.
No. I mean, they have the big sprawling ones, and they have, you know, the guys just pouring beers, just pulling handles and that. But for an actual place where you can sit down and it's refined and you can have a really custom-made cocktail, it's nothing like it.
I got a couple texts for Phil Vitale. You may have a call as well or a question. You can call 312-981-7200. The Reader's Choice Awards. Mm-hmm. Give us another category and we'll pick up a phone line and read a couple of texts next on WGN. 154, a letter to the editor a few days ago said, I wore a MAGA hat to the auto show. Here's what happened. Did you hear that conversation we had yesterday with the guy that wrote that letter? He came into our studio. We had a terrific conversation. After he left, we got a ton of text messages, many of them asking a version of the same question. So we called him before the show today. He couldn't join us again. And we said, would you just answer a couple more questions about your experience and your thoughts? He's a really nice guy. That fascinating conversation. Part two at 2:40. Where will you be in about 45 minutes? Phil Vitale is the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. We're talking about the Reader's Choice Awards. How many more days to vote in this?
You have until 11:59 p.m. today.
So go to chicagotribune.com/dining?
chicagotribune.com/vote-dining-awards. One long word.
Vote-dining-awards. Sounds like kind of fun. Click away. By the way, one of our texters just sent this in. Has Mr. Vitale reviewed Lou Kanellis' new restaurant, Avli?
Avli.
Avli.
Greek restaurant in Lincoln Park. Very pretty, very cute. And I was working on that review this morning, actually, and it will be in the paper a week from today. So this man is a mind reader, or he saw me eating the Greek lobster and spaghetti dish last week or something.
You're not going to tip your hand here?
I will not.
Yeah.
We only get a buck a copy. I mean, I have to keep the suspense going.
So next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday.
In the Chicago Tribune, a Greek restaurant. But is that the sportscaster Lou Kanellis?
That is the sportscaster Lou Kanellis. He is one of the three principal investors between the chef owner and another gentleman.
Greek restaurant, huh?
Yep.
I was just thinking, my wife and I were talking about restaurants the other day. I want to find a couple of Mediterranean places that I know and like and can consistently count on the food. Do you have any suggestions? Mediterranean?
A lot of places do Mediterranean. I would say that Debbie Gold's Tide House, which we mentioned before, would certainly qualify. I actually like Pacific Standard Time because while it's all California-focused, years ago I talked to a very famous chef, Joyce Goldstein, and she always was of the opinion that California was a missing piece of the Mediterranean. It was technically a Mediterranean country that somehow jarred loose.
Tomatoes, fresh vegetables, chicken.
The olive oil, the same kind of focusing.
Wine.
She always said that's the missing Mediterranean country.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind. California might be, if that's the motif, that might just scratch my Mediterranean itch. I got a minute left. Any other categories that are especially hot for you?
I'm tickled with the best airport food category.
You know? I don't think it's bad at Midway. Is O'Hare good too?
Yeah, well, our nominees are Arami, the sushi place that opened in Midway late last year, Publican Tavern, which I believe is in Terminal 2 at O'Hare, Summer House Santa Monica, which is right next door to that one, Torches Frontera, which is Rick Bayless's place in Terminal 1 at O'Hare, and Wicker Park Seafood and Sushi Bar, which is a very strange name. It's called Wicker Park. It's in O'Hare. It's actually between T1 and T2 on the walkway in between them, and it's a pretty respectable sushi place.
I'm really happy to see you do that category because a lot of us get to the airport early enough. You're walking around. You could get a McDonald's. You don't want to do that. If you got an hour and $1,000, you might as well have a glass of wine and take a break at the airport.
Right. And also, you might be on time for your flight, and your flight isn't. That's been known to happen at O'Hare once or twice.
Imagine that.
You got an extra 90 minutes, so might as well get some sushi.
What's the name of the... So go to chicagotribune.com/...
Vote Dining Awards. But if you go to chicagotribune.com/dining, there's going to be a button you can click on.
You'll find his reviews there.
That's till midnight or a few minutes before.
Yeah, no kidding. And then next Wednesday, your review, you'll have to come by and talk to us about the Lou Kanellis place.
That would be fun.
Phil Vitale, thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
Nice to see you in the studio.